My name is Kathy Acrobat.
Dan Chan, the magic man.
I'm making a Chinese dragon that's probably going to stand about 6 feet tall. And he is going to be twirling around a red column. I've probably worked about 3 hours now. I probably have another 2 hours to go, maybe three, depending on how much I pop and how much I don't. My balloon bag is really my palette, so I buy a good variety of different colors. Balloons come in many different sizes, so on the dragon over there, I started using 350s. I was integrating round balloons in there, all different colors. Whatever you do in balloons, it's going to look a little cartoonish. So when I was younger, actually, I drew a lot of comics, so it actually came in handy because then I could add in those little features. I'm actually one of the fastest balloon twisters in the Bay Area in California, so I just naturally like moving quickly because when you have a line of kids waiting for balloons, you don't want to go really slowly. But I'm also really big on detail, so I actually have trained myself so that I can make highly detailed balloons, but I can do it quickly.
I started off as a balloon artist. I had my business cards that said Dan Chan, the Balloon Man. But then I one day had a strike of inspiration, and I was like, Dan Chan, the Magic Man, sounds so much cooler because Dan Chan is like I am Sam, Sam I am. And it's like the rhyme's almost hypnotic. I would only use ordinary cards, coins, rubber bands, and things that people would see around the house. The card jumps up to the top. You can call it a change of face or mass changing, but it's in Chinese called bian, lian. It's a dramatic performance where my face changes from one face to the next, and each time it changes, it's one different character. So the characters have each different walks, and it's kind of like the kabuki mask. I called and I emailed probably over 100 masters in Asia, and they all turned me down. And I actually found someone else in Asia to teach it to me. This person didn't have any children himself, so he didn't have anyone to pass it on to. So I was fortunate to find someone who would want to keep that tradition alive.